Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday and it is Labour Day, so it's just us together today, Naughtiers. Garrett's off having a Labour Day holiday with his family, but don't worry, we've got tons and tons and tons of gossip. So the next 20 minutes, sit back, relax, get a cup of tea if you like, or maybe something even stronger, because we're going to jump into it right now. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time! Big story at the top of the show. So a new poll has come out in Britain revealing that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's favourability ratings have dropped to a record low. So their favourability ratings have been falling ever since that big Oprah interview, but now they have hit what I guess is the bottom. I'm not sure they can go any lower. This is according to pollsters YouGov. So according to the group, who asked 1,667 UK adults ranging in age from teens to seniors, they asked them all about the royal family. Meghan Markle is liked by only 26%. 26% of the British population like Meghan Markle. She's disliked by 65%, which is a net approval rating of minus 39%. Harry is liked by 34% and disliked by 59%, leaving him with a net favourability of minus 25%. So Harry's slightly more liked than Meghan in the UK and slightly less disliked than her, but these numbers are terrible. Harry's approval rating has fell by 25 points since April, while Meghan's has only dropped by 9. So basically, over the last few months, Harry has plummeted. Since April, the Brits have turned on Harry. This is a bit sad. Since April, the Brits never really liked Meghan even then. So they turned on Meghan first, and they held on to Harry a little bit longer. That makes sense. They've grown up with him. They've known him since he was a little boy. He'll always be Diana's son. Oh, those pictures, those images of him and his brother walking behind the coffin still break my heart. So the Brits want to love Harry, but over the last few months, they have stopped. What was really interesting to me in this new poll is that the age of the respondents told a great deal, and it was very divided. So in the younger demographic, 18 to 24, the split is almost even over Harry's positivity and his negativity. So in the young population, 47% are positive and 44% are negative. So with young people, they still like Harry. However, in young people, it's even more dramatic for Meghan. More young people like Meghan than dislike her. 50% of the young people in Britain really like her, while 40% do not. But with the senior crowd, oh, this is where it gets really, really naughty. With the senior crowd, the view is the opposite. Just 13% of people over 65 view them positively. So in the young crowd, they're doing okay. Harry and Meghan, sort of like 50%-ish, they're doing okay with young people in Britain. It's the over 65s that do not like them. There's a lot of people, though, over 65, and this has dragged their approvals down overall. However, they can take solace in one fact. One fact, there is a member of the family who is disliked even more. Ooh. Prince Andrew, the disgraced prince who had a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, he's disliked by 83% of people in Britain. The Queen continues to be the most adored royal, with 80% liking her. She's followed by Prince William, who has 78% approval, and then Kate Middleton, who has 75%. Prince Charles, who's going to be the next King, a bit of a tepid response here, only 54%, but it's over 50, so that's pretty good. And then the YouGov poll is pinning this dramatic fall in Harry and Meghan's rating on their bombshell interview with Oprah, which is still being discussed in Britain. Now, what's tricky is that in America, they are much, much, much more liked. People in America really like Harry and Meghan. Where do you fall on this? Are you pro them? Are you against them? Are you somewhere in the middle? We try to be sort of neutral on this show, to be honest. We like all celebrities. I love Kate. I love William. I love Harry. I love Meghan. I love the Queen. So we really like celebrities on this podcast. We're not really a hate podcast. We're a love podcast. But we do report the news, and this study is quite groundbreaking. I've got to admit, my family members in Britain that are over 60, they do not like Meghan at all. And yet the younger people in my family, my nieces and my nephews, they think she's really cool. So age has a lot to do with this. Do you think Harry and Meghan actually care, though? That's our poll question of the day. Do you think Harry and Meghan care about their huge drop in their UK ratings? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or on our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Gosh, this is a bombshell story. Stanley Tucci, he's adorable, from The Devil Wears Prada and The Hunger Games movies, is revealing that he had a feeding tube for 6 months. So Stanley has spoken out about his cancer diagnosis and his treatment in a new interview. He said he was diagnosed 3 years ago with a tumour at the base of his tongue. The tumour, the mass, it was too big to operate, and he could only be treated with a high-dose radiation and chemotherapy. Now, having gone through a cancer ordeal with his first wife, Kate, who had breast cancer more than a decade ago, Stanley was really wary of doing this. He said the following quote, "I'd vowed I'd never do anything like that because my first wife died of cancer, and to watch her go through those treatments for years was horrible." Stanley's wife, Kate, died in 2009 at just the age of 47. He shared that at one point his treatment involved him using a feeding tube for over 6 months. Thankfully, the cancer treatment was successful, but he did reveal that now he actually feels older. He says cancer makes you more afraid and less afraid at the same time. Quote, "I feel much older than I did before I was sick, but I still want to go ahead and get things done." This is actually really interesting. I know a couple of people that thankfully have fought and survived cancer, and they said the same. It changes you. Being that close to the end really changes you. And they told me too that they felt older, wiser, but they also felt too really grateful that they had more time. Another bombshell story is Angelina speaking out, saying that she actually feared for the safety of her family after her split from Brad Pitt. Wow. In a new interview with The Guardian, she talked about her experiences with her ex and how it made her even more passionate for children's rights. This is during their continued battle over the custody of their kids. While Angelina said that her legal situation made it hard to speak about certain topics, she was pressed by the reporter whether or not she feared for the safety of her family. She answered, quote, "Yes, for my family, my whole family." She did not further elaborate, but according to the publication, Angelina criticised the United States for being the only country to not have fully ratified the UN's conventions on the rights of the child. According to the actress, this has impacted her personally, particularly in her court battle with Brad Pitt, because she said Maddox wanted to speak out about his father in court, and particularly about the strained relationship with Brad ever since they got into that fight. Remember that on the aeroplane, which prompted an investigation from the LA Department of Child and Family Services. Brad was later cleared of any abuse allegations. Also in the interview, towards the end of the interview, Angelina was asked what the past 5 years had taken out of her, and she answered, quote, "I mean, in some ways, it's been the last decade. Ooh, there's a lot I can't say." Wow, this is a bombshell report. My sources are telling me Brad is not going to respond. This is really about custody of the children. He's focused on that, and he finds these accusations shocking. But also at the same time, at this point, probably not that surprising. This is going to get even worse. Ooh. Britney Spears may soon be tying the knot with her boyfriend. So Britney's boyfriend Sam was photographed at Cartier in Beverly Hills shopping for a certain piece of jewellery. He's a model and a fitness instructor, and he was spotted checking out several pieces from the store's jewellery cases before a sales assistant brought out a diamond ring for him to take a closer look at. At the moment, it's unclear if he actually brought the ring, but this news comes a week after Britney shared the sweetest selfie of the two of them, which she captioned, quote, "The hardest years of her life. They've been through this together. He's been standing by her throughout this whole conservatorship battle. He even supported and posted about the hashtag Free Britney movement on his social media. My sources are telling me these two are the real deal. They are in love. There's been some concern about Sam, the boyfriend. Is he there for the money? Is he there for the fame? My insiders tell me absolutely not. He loves Britney and he's going to stand by her. He has been standing by her. So it's easy to make these assumptions that people are only there for the money. But it's also insulting. There's a lot more to Britney Spears than just her cash. They are in love, and I'm told before the end of the year, there will be an engagement. It's a little bit tricky, because at the moment, in order for Britney to get engaged, she has to get approval from her conservator. Do you know who her conservator is? Yes, you do. It's her dad still. But I think in the next couple of months, we're going to see some movement there. The moment that her dad is out as her conservator, insiders tell me one of the ways she's going to celebrate her newfound freedom is by getting engaged and hopefully married soon afterwards. They've been together now for years. They are the real deal. He loves her children. He loves her. I have some friends who know him really well, and they tell me he is a good guy and he's in this for all the right reasons, so we can support that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, naughties, but we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. I have a little bit of a hoarse throat today. Can you hear it? I know. It's a little bit hoarse. I'm sipping some tea and honey as we record, so don't worry. We'll get to the end. It takes more than a sore throat to shut me up, particularly when we've got such juicy gossip. Let's keep going. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Ooh. Brad Pitt files for review in the custody battle with Angelina Jolie. So while she's taking this to the court of public opinion, he's doing it through the official channels in the real legal courts. Will these two ever find peace? This was our question on Friday. We knew it was going to be a wild weekend of Brad and Angelina, so we started the weekend with this big story. Let's have a look here. Ooh. 96% said no, they're never going to find peace. I hope they do for the children's sake, but I don't know if they will. I think you're probably right here, 96%. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. I love that you vote there. Thank you. And also our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow. I'll be live with Miss D and we can give you your results. And now it's time for our noises of the day. Oh. Kelly Ripper enjoyed an adorable play date with little Andy Cohen's son, Ben. So Kelly and handsome Mark Consuela, so he is handsome, paid a visit to their pal Andy Cohen and had a play date with his son, who's 2.5 years old, Benjamin. Oh, he's adorable. So Andy posted pictures of Mark Consuelas throwing Ben up in the air above his head. Ben is smiling from ear to ear. He also posted another picture of Kelly picking him up to smell the fresh flowers. They look like they're out in the Hamptons. It looks just beautiful. Andy said that he, little Ben, calls Kelly and Mark me, wa, and pee, pa. So I'm guessing Kelly is me, moi, and Mark is pee, pa. Adorable. These are our nicest of the day. The pictures are up on naughtygossip.com. And now, our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. William and Harry's feud is going to continue for a very long time. So William and Harry, they have such different personalities and ambitions. We've seen that over the years. With William, it's duty that's on his mind, royal service, that's been planned out for him since the day he was born, a second in line to the throne. With Harry, he's definitely more like Princess Diana, and he feels a drive for charity, for philanthropy around the world, and he's fueled by his personal passions rather than any duty. This makes it very difficult for these two boys to ever reunite. They're just on such different paths. Now, the author of Finding Freedom, in a new interview with Entertainment Tonight, said that it's going to take a very, very long time for these brothers to ever put behind the past, and he said it probably will never happen unless both of them make the effort and the time to actually talk properly. This happens when we all fall out. You don't need to be a prince, a princess, a royal to know this. When two friends, two brothers, two family members fall out, you both got to meet in the middle. There's never one that's all right and never one that's all wrong, and I think these two brothers have to sit down and figure that out. I know from my own experience, when I have a little tiff for falling out with my family or friends back in London, it's hard being so far away. There's nothing like getting together in person. I'm actually calling for a peace summit. That's right, somewhere neutral, like Switzerland. Fly the boys to Switzerland or somewhere neutral and lock them in a house for a week and let them figure this out, because this would just break Diana's heart. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored by my new book, The Forward Answer, which is out in 2 weeks, just 2 weeks until my book comes out. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon.com. If you order it now, you will get it on the day it is released, which is September 21st. I'm so excited. My publisher sent me a box of books. And do you know what I did this weekend? I pulled one of the books out of the box and I read it. So I wrote this book now over 6 months ago, four, five, 6 months ago. So it's not that I forgot it, but to actually sit down and read it, to experience it like a reader, is a whole new, different dynamic. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It made me feel so happy, so positive. I think it's going to do the same for you. The Forward Answer, available now on Amazon.com. When it comes to natural gifts, most of us have about the same. There are far more ordinary people in this world than extraordinary. That's why we call them extraordinary. So don't ever think you are not enough. We're all just about good enough. I'm not extraordinarily talented. I'm really not. I'm pretty average, but I gave it a go. So I don't have exceptional skills that let me record podcasts or write books. I work really hard. And I do the work. Do the work! You've got enough talent to be whoever you want to be. And anyone that tells you otherwise isn't telling you the truth. I've worked for some of the most famous people in the world. Diddy, J-Lo, Alicia Keys, Bon Jovi. They started like us. They started as children. They grew up in a family. They learned to play the piano. They might have learned to sing. But they did the work. You can do it too, my friends. And when you succeed, I'll be the first there cheering for you. Hey, that's it for today. I hope you're having a nice Labor Day. And thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. They really do help. Thank you. We've got some lovely reviews over the last couple of days. And remember, all together now, please sing along. It's just us naughties today. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.